Morning, Rolly Mox. How are you?
I heard that, Howard.
No, no. You misunderstood completely. I was taken out of context.
You see,
I am going to smack you with a wet celery. You won't be walking or talking.
I'm wet in Israel at the moment. All the celery is wet.
All our celery is wet. Everything is wet. It is freezing and wet, and there has been flooding.
In fact, my niece nearly missed her university exam yesterday because of the floods.
Really? So she's also building an ark, just like Rolly Mark.
Exactly. I think everyone's using Rabbi Macinta's plastic arks to get around.
On their shoes. Okay. Rolly, let's talk about Lord.
Lordy, Lordy, she got heckled the other night. She was playing a concert, a fundraiser for the Ally Coalition, a non-profit that supports LGBTQ equality. And she reached out to the crowd and said, you know, the crowd is so nice. And somewhere from inside the crowd, a man shouted, in Israel, they're nice.
Oh, my God.
Clearly,
completely
a verbal smackdown for her cancelling a show a couple of weeks ago, and she said, I know, and somebody said, you know what, hold on, we're raising a big ton of money, and we don't need any of this negativity, and you know, where people are nice, they're nice right here. So apparently Lord then added, I'm sure the Israeli people are very nice, and I cannot wait to meet them one day. So there you have it. So I think
are you ready to let it go? That's the feeling, like, that's the question, because I can't believe that the story has got the amount of traction that it's got.
No, we must hold for ripple. We're Jewish, that's what we do.
So Nati, there's another Yiddish word for you, a ferible. It's a grudge.
A grudge
that it goes on and on and on and on until eventually you can't even remember.
Except
what you thought about.
You do know that the Jewish definition of Alzheimer's is you forget everything except who you ferible.
Okay, noted. Horrible. Okay, Rolly Mox, can we please talk about this? We're actually reporting it on this morning's news about this new discovering, the earliest signs of human existence outside of Africa. This is massive. It was covered on BBC, it's covered on Reuters, it's been covered everywhere.
Well, this is quite incredible, and because it's discovered in Israel, naturally it would be a jawbone with teeth, because, you know, as Howard has just said, we don't forget for rebels, and if there is going to be any proof of our existence, it's going to be from where we talk the most. So in the Shul and Kafse caves in Israel, which are very, very close to Mount Carmel, these fossils go back over 177 to 194,000 years ago, which proves that Homo sapiens were present in what we call the Levant, which is this area, at least 50,000 years earlier than previously believed. So this is a huge discovery. I know that in South Africa you had Mrs. Pless a couple of years ago. I wonder what we're going to call this fossil.
Well, what if you actually look at the jawbone, beautiful teeth in this fossil.
Amazing, huh?
I think there must have been dentists around in Israel at that time, because that jawbone and the teeth are beautifully preserved, a little ground down.
Teeth, yeah.
But it's a half a jawbone and looks actually quite amazing. Rolien, have you ever been in South Africa? Have you ever been to the Sterkfontein Caves in Marapeng?
I have, and it's quite incredible the discoveries that have been made there. But I mean, you're talking about dentists. I mean, this is far years before we had the influx of Russian dentists and South African dentists that came to settle and make Aliyah in Israel. So it is quite impressive the condition that these teeth are found in.
Yeah, interesting. Right, I don't want to run out of time with you. Can we please talk about this nanomedicine that's helping fight against pancreatic cancer?
Well, this is also another incredible discovery in Israel. I mean, as we know, pancreatic cancer is one of the most aggressive, if not maybe the most aggressive cancers that a person can get. And a new study has found that there is, and I'm going to use the medical terminology even though I completely do not understand it, there is an inverse correlation between a known oncogene, a gene that that promotes the development of cancer, and an oncosuppressor microRNA. So I have no idea what the last two things are, but apparently they have made a discovery that that says that although 75% of pancreatic cancer patients die within 12 months of diagnosis, they feel that if they can understand how this works, they can prolong the lives of those who are suffering from pancreatic cancer.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, it will help many, many people.
Well, apparently, according to this, it's not just a single gene that affects this. There are more than one gene. There is more than one gene. So now that they know it, they can look at ways to attack this and hopefully fight against the spread of this cancer.
Fantastic. Rolien Marks, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you for going and finding these amazing and positive stories for us every Friday.
Always. Really, I'm still going to be back to spank Howard.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Rolien.
That is not going to have the desired result.